You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Well, hey there, dads. Welcome back to another episode of The Business of Being Dad. Today, we're going to dive into the concept of wanting more. And specifically, we're going to unpack the fact that it is okay to want more. In fact, I believe that it's not just okay to want more, it's essential. In this episode, I'm going to share with you what I want right now, unapologetically, and how this desire ties into the concept of abundance. So stick around to discover how embracing abundance can lead to stronger relationships, more money, and a happier, healthier you. Are you ready? Let's go. Wanting more is a powerful drive. It can be a powerful motivator for improvement that really encompasses so many aspects of life. For instance, desiring financial success isn't just about wealth. It's about creating security and opportunities for your family. Seeking deeper connections with your children, it involves enhancing relationships through unforgettable moments and open communication. And acting upon these desires can positively impact your journey as a father. Taking the time to build an abundance mindset means shifting from scarcity to recognizing the endless opportunities that are out there for you. For example, working towards financial stability with an abundance mindset allows you to begin to see various opportunities that are out there for generating more income or investing. And when you take the opportunity to actually connect your desires with purpose, this allows you to align your dreams with a greater sense of meaning. In a couple minutes, we're going to take a look at what you actually want. But before we do that, I'd like to share some of my desires with you. In my family, I want stronger relationships and more time with my daughters. As they begin to grow, it becomes more and more difficult to coordinate schedules and figure out a time when everyone is free. And while I have a good relationship with all of my kids, I'm selfish in that way and I want more. In my business, I want more customers. And yes, I want more money. Because for me, income is directly related to impact, and I am passionate about making a greater impact in the lives of fathers. In my personal life, I want to be healthier than I've ever been. I want more energy, better sleep, and less stress. Does this sound familiar to anyone? And in general, I want more freedom. I want the freedom to be able to slow down, to travel more, and to enjoy the little things in life. So there you have it. Those are the things I want. But let me be clear, and this is important. I honestly feel that I have a great life. I really have no complaints. That's not what this list is about. But I do believe that each of us were meant for something more. We were all meant to live a life of growth and abundance. And these desires, unapologetically expressed, are the driving force behind everything that I do. They guide my decisions. They help me create my goals, and they are aligned with my values. I believe that it is possible and even healthy to appreciate everything that I have in life while still striving for more. So what about you? What does that look like to you? I want you to ask yourself, what if it wasn't greedy to want more? Consider dreams that might have seemed extravagant or unrealistic in the past. Taking that dream family trip, starting your own business, or wanting to make more money, having better relationships, or getting that prime promotion. What if these desires, instead of being greedy or selfish, what if they were actually signals? Signals that you were meant to have something more. What if it was possible to align these desires with your family's values without feeling greedy or selfish? I know this doesn't come naturally to us, especially those of us as parents, so I want you to pause and let that settle in for a moment. And now, as you let those thoughts marinate, I want you to allow yourself to think about wanting more and what that might look like for you. So I've presented you with just a few ideas to help spark your curiosity as you begin to open up your mind and allow yourself to think about what wanting more might be for you. But each of you needs to come up with your own list, and I strongly encourage you to allow yourself to dream. Let yourself want and do so without guilt. And your task for this week is to take the time to reflect on your desires. Identify areas where you want more. Consider your health, your wealth, and your relationships, but also the things in life that just bring you joy. Embrace these desires, write them down, read them to yourself out loud, and explore how these wants and desires align with your values and purpose. And then I encourage you to share your thoughts with your family and those you trust. And if you're really feeling courageous, leave me a comment or share with the Business of Being Dad community as well. As we wrap up this short episode, I want you to remember, wanting more is a natural and positive impulse. It pushes us towards a future of abundance and fulfillment. And this idea is summarized perfectly by best-selling author of Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, who said, "Desire is the starting point of all achievement. Not hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything." Let that sink in, men. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm Rob Rohde, reminding you that it's okay to want more. It is not selfish. It is not greedy. We were meant to live a life of abundance. We were meant to dream and to follow those dreams. Until next time, dads, stay strong, stay focused, and keep pushing toward the life of abundance for you and your family. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Rohde, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.